And that fire came down through there. It grabbed everything. It torched. It's terrible, the amount of stuff it torched.
That's Steve Boyce. Ever since the fire started, he's been rescuing animals from up in the Huachuca Mountains south of Sierra Vista. A donkey who caught on fire. An old Rottweiler who tried to hide from the flames in his doghouse. Then there's Charlie Horse. He panicked and ran off, and he almost died in the fire.
So you want to go see Charlie?
Let's do it.
Let's go see Charlie. Charlie is very happy right now. He's eating.
The adopted horse is oblivious to the massive column of smoke rising west of here. The air is hot and thick with the taste of ash. It falls like a light dusting of snow from the monument fire. When the fire started, it spread quickly through trees that had already died from the killer winter frost. It quickly destroyed 40 homes and a church. With his girlfriend, Boyce runs a horse rescue operation called Horsin' Around. They kept 24 adopted horses up on 300 acres of pasture and then had to scramble to get them out.
And Charlie was one of them that kind of did not want to come, did not want to go. We were trying to pull them away from their food that they had up on top of the mountain in the feed troughs. And Charlie ran back away from them. They tugged and tried, and one guy got his hand rope burned pretty bad trying to get Charlie out of there. But Charlie ran back into the fire, and then all of a sudden Charlie came back out of the fire, and he was on fire.
The tall brown horse was singed across two-thirds of his body. His curly hair burned down to the skin, and half his long tail is gone.
And he is taking a lot of gruff.
Dusty Prince is a veterinarian from Sierra Vista. She's been coming by to check on Charlie, giving him medication and rubbing ointments into his burned skin. She's worried about his lungs and his hooves where the hair was burned away, leaving him vulnerable to laminitis.
Smoke inhalation injury is a huge part of horses that go through any sort of smoke, fire, or heat. It just basically restricts the amount of movement of air through the lungs and scars them permanently sometimes to the point where they can't breathe or they have little exercise intolerance. And then laminitis, of course, because heat injury to the feet is so very important. The old adage, no hoof, no horse, is very real. If they can't stand on their feet, then they can't have a life.
One of the biggest ongoing problems is our pasture land. All of it burned away, and the horses are now stuck in a corral.
If we can find pasture, be it dry lot or irrigated pasture anywhere in this area, that would certainly be much appreciated by both Care for the Horses and the Horse and Around program.
Rescuing animals has become an important aspect to any fire. Dixie D sits with the U.S. Forest Service.
Mules and chickens and pigs and goats and llamas and cattle. There's value, first of all, associated with those, but, you know, they belong to people and they are part of their lives.
Thank you.
As for Charlie, the doctor says he's probably going to be okay. In Hereford, I'm Michelle Marisco. For links to the nonprofit organization Horsin' Around and photos of the monument fire, visit fronterasdesk.org.